Yo, listen. Platinum on the mic, and I'm coming for your ass. I'm listening to the Bob Culture Podcast. And I think it's the hottest show in the game. Cause them and everybody loves the Acclaim. Now scissor me.
Before we get started, I want to shout out our sponsors here on the BCP. As always, the BCP is brought to you by our favorite store, Funkenstein Wrestling Superstore, located online and at the Englishtown Flea Market in Englishtown, New Jersey, on Saturdays and Sundays from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the Blue Building. Get your wrestling stuff, retro video games, G.I. Joes, Ninja Turtles, Ghostbusters. It's our favorite store. Thank you, Heather and Dan, for sponsoring the show. Please welcome in our new sponsor, Mania Club. Established in 2015, Mania Club is a WWE-recognized community for fans with an eclectic love for both the world of professional wrestling and raising money for Connor's Cure. During WrestleMania weekend, we host the official tailgate of WrestleMania while also celebrating the life of Connor McCulloch. They're the single largest donor within the V Foundation for Connor's Cure with over $150,000 raised. Please donate and join the Facebook group over at Mania Club. Donate at jimmyv.org/maniaclub. The BCP is also sponsored by the No Gimmicks Podcast, the pro wrestling podcast that keeps it 100% real, 100% of the time. The No Gimmicks Podcast is available wherever you get your podcast. Shout out, Calvin. Check out the No Gimmicks Podcast. We're also sponsored by our friends over at Global Wrestling Family. GWF is about inclusivity and celebrating a common love for pro wrestling amongst the fans and wrestlers. T-shirts, hats, and more merch is available now. Join the group on Facebook at Global Wrestling Family and be sure to follow them on Instagram at Global Wrestling Family. Wrestling All Day, All Night is the best wrestling discussion group on Facebook. We provide more of a community feel here and have wrestling fans introduce other fans to something they may have not seen before, such as old school wrestling, indie wrestling, Japanese wrestling, and more. We also strive to be a source for information regarding upcoming wrestler meet and greets and signings. And remember, we're open 24/7, all day, all night. Be sure to follow on socials and join the group on Facebook at Wrestling All Day, All Night. The BCP is also sponsored by Warriors of Wrestling. Warriors of Wrestling proudly presents Intergender Warfare. It's going to be at St. Finbar Catholic Church, 1839 Bath Ave in Brooklyn, New York, Friday, November 10th, featuring Miranda Eleze, Taya Valkyrie, Zaya Brookside, Giselle Shaw, Darius Carter, Vicious Vicky, and a whole lot more. Get your tickets now at warriorsofwrestling.com, and don't forget to subscribe on YouTube. Please welcome in our new sponsors, the Sweet Chin Musings Podcast. Sweet Chin Musings is the creation of the reigning, rarely defending, highly disputed champion of wrestling podcast, Mr. Perfect Mike Mueller, and his tag team partner in crime, Luke Kudialis. SCM focuses on the in-ring products of WWE and AEW. No dirt sheet rumors here, as well as backstage news, predictions, and analysis of characters, storylines, and major pay-per-views. Old school fans, don't worry, we have you covered too with a look back on classic matches, top 10 lists, and interactive tournaments that let the fans decide who is truly the best of all time. You can find us on Facebook at Sweet Chin Musings, and be sure to check out the podcast on all your favorite podcast major streaming platforms.
Hello, I'd like to welcome you to paradise, where everyone is riding on a satellite, sending signals, praying for miracles. We should have seen this coming.
Take one.
They're all takes. I mean, one take. It's not take one. And of course, as we start the interview, the music starts as always.
That's my entrance theme. I gotta go.
That's it, ladies and gentlemen. Please welcome back to the BCP returning and here at the premier streaming network, the Wrestling Showcase. What a surprise to see host of Insight, Chris Van Vliet. What a pleasant surprise.
CVV.
Thank you so much.
Of course.
Yeah, a little mic check here. Oh my gosh.
As soon as we start.
That's our luck.
That's how it goes.
We're used to it.
Chris, I'm sorry. This is no Blue Wire Studios over here, man. We're doing our best. We're hustling.
Look at you guys. Though hustling here, I like this.
He's trying to put us over. This is the guy, one of the godfathers of podcasting. We really follow in your footsteps. The way you talk to your guests, the way you're just kind to everybody, even us, man. Just tell us about that philosophy, because this business is a circus, man. And you always take the time to be so kind. Even just meeting us to here today, man, you've been great.
I mean, I just feel like, shouldn't we just be kind to people in general?
Yeah. That's how everybody should live, but, you know.
Someone told me a long time ago, like, and it did not apply to me at all, but, like, the same people that you're going to see on the way up are the same people you're going to see on the way down. So if you're not kind to them on the way up, well, they're not going to be kind to you on the way down. But I'm just a big believer in, like, you get what you put out into the world coming right back at you. So I try to put out gratitude. I try to put out kindness and hope that it, you know, bounces back at me.
Absolutely, man. And we do a shameless promo. We got to put over the event here today. The Wrestling Showcase. Pleasant surprise seeing you walk through the doors here, man. Now, we're not live, but tell everyone what you'll be doing here today. Put over the event. So good to see you.
Yeah, so I'm hosting the pre-show for the Premier Streaming Network Wrestling Showcase here in Metuchen, New Jersey. So the showcase is live on YouTube. Anyone can go check that out now, because this is probably going to air after the Wrestling Showcase.
But, you know the deal.
I'm really proud of Josh, what he's built here. Josh Chernoff has built the Premier Streaming Network, and they're just getting started now, baby. So huge main event tonight. It's a three-way dance for the inaugural men's Premier World Championship.
That's it.
It's Matt Cardona, Jacob Fatu, and Charles Mason.
It's going to be great, man.
And I don't know why I start cutting a promo there.
No, please.
Please do it.
You never know who might show up in that match.
I want to talk about some of your recent interviews. I really enjoyed the Kurt Angle interview recently.
Thank you.
Noon's a big fan of the Johnny Gargano interviews, but also the Lance Storm interview you were saying, Nunes, you really enjoyed.
Yeah. With all these interviews, I've been watching you for years. What is it like to interview, like, your heroes, your peers, like, people you look up to, people that you've worked with? Yeah. Like you said, people on the way up.
Yeah, I think the thing that's always fascinated me, whether you're interviewing a wrestler, an actor, a comedian, director, whatever it is, I'm fascinated by the idea of, like, how someone was able to achieve greatness.
Yeah.
And we see people, we see them here, you know, on the other side of the camera here. These are just regular everyday people who had a dream, had a goal, and chased after it relentlessly. What I'm fascinated when you talk to people like a Kurt Angle or like The Rock or The Undertaker or whoever it might be, I'm fascinated by figuring out what's their story. How did they get to where they're at? And reverse engineering that back so that someone listening goes, wow, I'm really inspired by where they were at step three in the process. Because I'm only at step two right now, and that person's at step 76 or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. And Chris, not just here on your podcast and all your YouTube channels, but also as a father, congratulations.
Yes, congratulations.
Tell us how that's changed your life, man.
It's changed my life immeasurably. In every sort of way, it's the best thing. Logan just turned 3 months old the other day.
Wow.
And you see these little changes every single day. It's the best. It's when she looks at you and realizes, like, oh my gosh, I've that's part me, you know? Half my wife, half me. Yeah, it's amazing. And it also changes your perspective on everything. And also changes, like, what's important and what you're driving towards. Is it really, you know, are your goals the same as what they used to be? I don't know. I feel like maybe it's added a little bit of fuel to the fire.
Well, congratulations. And we're very happy for you, man.
Thank you.
Because I want to ask you this one, because the last time you were on the podcast, man, and thank you for taking the time.
Dude, of course. Stop thanking me.
We're not worthy. Playing the piano on the podcast. I think it was Moonlight Sonata, man.
Yeah, you were taking lessons. Yeah,
I was.
I know you're a little bit more preoccupied now. Are you doing any more? I mean, you got a lot going on. Any more music stuff? Any other creative outlets that we don't know about this time?
I've always played guitar. Well, I've played guitar since I was 16.
Really?
Oh, okay. I was in two bands, one in high school, one in college.
Oh, band names. What were the names?
Yeah, I want another band name. Let's do it.
They're so
you don't
bad.
Have to. You don't want to.
I'm going to show you. So my band in high school was Bully Bait. Like, we were the bait for the bullies. Like,
okay.
It's so stupid.
I don't hate it.
No, I don't hate it at all. One,
in college, we were the band because we sounded like...
okay.
We sounded like one really of the bands, like the Hives, the Strokes, mm-hmm. you know, the White Stripes.
I like
I'm
it.
Like, we have that kind of like the sound.
Yeah.
But we are
yeah.
not a the band.
Yeah.
We are a the band. Okay. So I play guitar. The whole thing with the piano, as yes, I told yes. you on that episode, was like, I'm a very firm believer that anybody has the capability to do anything if you set your mind to it and you have the dedication. And people who might have been watching my journey have seen this with the fitness journey that I was on.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
And it's just the idea of like, if you commit to something, anything is possible. So I was like, well, what if I committed to playing the piano in January as a you know person who's never played the piano ever? What could we do by the end of the year in yeah. December? And then kind of got thrown a curveball in life. I ended up moving and changing careers. And
sure.
that whole thing got put on the back burner. But I was playing for like 5 months and getting like decently good.
It was great on
when you're playing like 3 times a week with an instructor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was great.
So next time I'll have to bring the guitar.
Okay,
you guys.
All right.
I'm in for it. Are you more of a chords guy? Are you more of a palm muter?
Yeah, chord guy. Cord? Oh wow, yeah, more like
drummer, but
GCD. You can play anything.
Okay. Yep.
GCD.
Blink-182, Green Day.
Oh,
there you go.
Of course.
All
them, yes.
my favorites. I'm going to ask you this one, Chris. This is our favorite question to ask the wrestlers, and I want to be respectful of your time. I got that line from you. I'll ask you this: if you did get, so you get a big entrance here today, or at Mania, whatever, what band or artist would play you to the ring?
Oh my goodness. Well, tonight, they actually did ask me, like, what do you want your theme to be?
Oh, really?
Ooh, okay.
And I was like, how about Bulls on Parade?
Nice. So I'm going to come out to... Little Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm here for it.
When I was a backyard wrestler, when I was Chris Sharp.
Sharp, yeah.
Chris Sharp,
the two-time HCW champion.
There we go. Right. Two-time.
He came out to Rage Against the Machine. I don't know why I'm talking about him like he's another person. I guess he kind of is.
Yeah.
But I always liked the... Dan-oo.
Oh,
so Bulls on Parade, but... I think that if I were to come out at WrestleMania, it would have to...
WrestleMania, pal.
It would have to be something... Downstate is crushing it. And
they
now
really
I'm,
are, yeah.
And now
yeah.
I'm buddies with those guys. So I feel like if I was actually going to be at WrestleMania for some weird reason in some alternate universe, I think I would call those guys up and go, give me something.
Love it. Chris, last question from me. I got to ask you this. I always ask you this one. Up-and-coming commentator, obviously interviewer, what advice would you have for the up-and-coming podcasters out there as well?
I say just do it. Like, I think that one of the biggest things is a lot of people talk about starting a podcast, dream about starting a podcast, and then never actually start the podcast. So I think that that's number one. Start it. Number two, you got to keep going. And, like, every episode that you do, you're getting that much better than the last one. It may be uncomfortable, but go back and listen to your old episodes. Try to listen to it through the lens of someone who's hearing it for the first time and go, ooh, that was a tough transition, or that was a bad question, or maybe I should have phrased it like this. Whatever it is, like, listen to it through the eye of someone or the ear of someone who's hearing it for the first time and try to get better. And I think in terms of, like, guests, just take swings. Like, just ask. The worst that someone can say is no. Just ask.
Yeah.
And maybe every once in a while... you'll get a really big guest.
Hey, we got Chris Van Vliet. That's all I got to say. Tell everyone where they can follow you. Subscribe
they follow
to YouTube,
you already, but
already
let them know.
You guys are the best.
No.
It's at Chris Van Vliet, and you can find my podcast, Insight with Chris Van Vliet, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Where do people listen
to podcasts these days?
Spotify, yeah, Apple.
Spotify has
I don't
really
have Apple,
changed
so.
Things.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
Game changer.
Wait, you're a green texter?
Yeah, I'm
I can't believe we're used to that. That's the worst.
Chris, thank you so much
Look
for taking
this cameo of Jacob Fatu right here.
Mr. Fatu.
Wow.
We're not worthy.
Shout out to Chris.
Oh, man.
There you go.
Shout out.
You just got Jacob Fatu on your show.
That's me. Chris, thank you for the time, man.
Yes, thank you so much, man.
Thank you for taking time for us. Just continue success moving forward. Thank you so much.
I appreciate the very kind words.
Appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, CVV, Chris Van Vliet, we out. Peace.